The cable TV company Comcast is pursuing the Walt Disney Company. Comcast executives went public yesterday with the takeover bid. The deal is valued at $56 billion. Despite opposition from Disney executives, Comcast's top officials say they'll work to convince Disney shareholders that a merger of the two companies is a winning bet. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
When Comcast announced its bid to take over Disney, the first response was disbelief. How could a cable company make a play to take over one of the icons of entertainment? The move came as no surprise to analyst Scott Cleland. He follows the cable business.
This deal makes a ton of sense. Comcast delivers. It has had very shrewd decisions, and then it operates to deliver results. And their timing has been impeccable.
Comcast's goal here is to acquire Disney's lucrative programming content, and their timing with this bid may be right on as well. Disney is taking on debt, and its boardroom has been turned into a soap opera with infighting and very public attempts to oust Chairman Michael Eisner. None of these theatrics can be found inside the Comcast headquarters in Philadelphia.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the most functional of companies as opposed to dysfunctional.
That's Larry Platt of Philadelphia Magazine. He started following Comcast years ago when it was transforming itself into the largest cable operator in the nation. He's written about the father-son team that built Comcast. Ralph and Brian Roberts still control about a third of the company's voting shares.
Everyone wonders if they're empire builders, and they are, but they're like the most humble, functional empire builders you ever want to meet.
A hostile takeover bid may tarnish this image, but Platt says the hometown rap on the Roberts is that they're low-key, not the sort to turn up on the society page. They're best known for a serious focus on acquiring things. For decades ago, when Walt Disney was churning out hit animation and drawing millions in with Mickey Mouse, Comcast founder Ralph Roberts was just getting started. He began by setting up a few antennas in a field in Mississippi. The idea was to broadcast TV in areas that didn't get good reception. Then, with the dawn of cable TV, Ralph Roberts moved quickly. Don Steinberg is a Philadelphia Inquirer reporter.
They saw some potential to the fact that people would pay eventually to get better reception. And in the early days, they would start channels where they just put a camera on a goldfish bowl. People watched it.
Goldfish were later replaced with programming including the Golf Channel, Hometown Sports, and the QVC Shopping Network. But most recently, Comcast has focused aggressively on the new high-tech means of distributing TV programming. They've become the leading provider of cable-based internet, and they also offer video on demand. Analyst Scott Cleland describes the potential merger as the next logical step for Comcast, as long as the deal gets regulatory approval.
Well, from a business sense, you know, distribution and content go together like peanut butter and jelly.
But it doesn't sound tasty to Disney chair Michael Eisner. He's told Comcast he's not interested in joining the two companies. Comcast president Brian Roberts says despite this rebuff, he's confident Disney shareholders may go along.
We want to make this friendly as possible, as fast as possible. And we do believe that this is a very compelling offer to the shareholders of Disney. And at the same time, we have a great company and we're going to be disciplined in how we approach this.
Analysts say if past is prologue, Comcast may just pull off the deal to create the nation's largest media company, but it may come at a steeper price than the original bid. The offer is based on Disney's stock price, which rose yesterday. Now, Comcast may need to sweeten the deal to get shareholders to bite. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.